Have you ever visited the two caves here in the Diocese of Winona? Either Mystery Cave in Forestville or Niagara Cave in Harmony? It's a perfect summertime tour on a hot, humid day because, you know, it's always 48 degrees down in the caves. Of course, you'll see the stalagmites coming up from the floor and the stalactites hanging from the ceiling. And not surprisingly, at Niagara Cave, you'll see the 60-foot-high waterfall. At Mystery Cave, there is a rugged flashlight tour for the strong and adventurous. I remember on the tour, there's a point where the tour guide shuts off her flashlight, and we were plunged into total darkness. I have never known such darkness in my whole life. You couldn't even see my hand in front of my eyes. Last week, I asked you to think about a time when you were thirsty so you could identify with the thirst of the Samaritan woman and the intense thirst of that our Lord has for us. This week, I want you to think about an experience where you were in total darkness so that you can identify with the darkness of the man in today's gospel, blind, as the scripture says, from his mother's womb. Just think about his darkness. He never knew color. He never knew red and yellow and blue. He never knew rose. And then one day, Jesus comes along and anoints his eyes with clay, and the blind man is able to see light for the first time. What a shock! That must have been. It's like coming out of Mystery Cave after being down there in the darkness, and it takes time for your eyes to adjust. It's like getting up this morning and turning on the light, and it's like, whoa. It takes a while to adjust to the light. The first thing the blind man sees is Jesus, the light of the world. Now, you already know from last week that natural thirst is just a sign of a greater supernatural thirst. And the same is true this week, that natural darkness is only a sign of a greater supernatural darkness. There is clearly a connection in today's gospel between the blind man's darkness in his eyes and the darkness that he has in his soul. The man blind from his mother's womb is a metaphor for being conceived in original darkness. We call that original sin. But we expose that original darkness, that original sin, to the light of Christ. And he enlightens us by washing us in the waters of baptism. And so baptism in the early church was not called baptism. Baptism in the early church was called enlightenment. Enlightenment. Because in baptism we were illuminated with the light of Christ. St. Paul says in his reading today, chapter 5 in his letter to the Ephesians, he says, Christ will give you light. Not just light for your eyes, but light for your soul. The blind man saw the light of Christ with the eyes of his soul. And he worshiped him, right? Jesus says, do you believe in the Son of Man? And the blind man answers, well, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus says to him, you have seen him. Not only with your natural eyes, but with the eyes of your soul, you have seen him. And then he says, I do believe. And he worshiped him. The Pharisees saw Jesus with their natural eyes, but they were still in darkness in their soul to who Jesus really is. They can't see Jesus as the Son of God. They're not willing to be enlightened by Christ. They're still in darkness. Are there still parts of us that are in darkness? Are there still parts of us that are in darkness, even though I think most of us have been baptized? St. Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians today, he says, expose these parts of darkness to the light. Expose the parts of darkness, he says, to the light. Most of us have parts of us that are still in darkness. I encourage you, talk about that with somebody. Don't keep them in the darkness of a cave. Don't be afraid to expose them to the light of Christ. Christ will give you light. Jesus wants to bring you out of darkness into his light. The works of darkness, St. Paul says, they don't bear any fruit. He says, or worse, they produce rotten fruit. But he says, the light produces good fruit, goodness, righteousness, and truth. So if there are any parts of us in darkness, this Lent we want to expose them to the light of Christ. And the best way to do that, as you know, is to expose them in the light of confession. When we go to confession, that's the time when we expose our parts of darkness to the light of God's mercy. Don't stay in darkness any longer. Expose it to the light. And after a good confession, then St. Paul can say to you too, you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light.